boss at Children's Health Ireland, who run Children's Hospital in Dublin and the National Treatment Purchase Fund, who pay for people on public waiting lists to be seen privately, are both appearing before a powerful Dáil committee today, the Public Accounts Committee. Both have been subject to controversy in recent weeks over how payments were made and then stopped, along with questions over an internal report by CHI identifying toxic culture, costs and delays of the new National Children's Hospital, unnecessary hip operations on children, spinal surgeries with unauthorised springs, and more. We've been requesting interviews with both CHI and the NTPF in recent weeks to ask questions on all these matters, but they've not made themselves available. Today, Children's Health Ireland is expected to admit before the committee that it's fallen short of the high standards children and families deserve. Owen Kenny is a Public Accounts Committee member. He's Labour TD for Cork North Central. He's in our Oireachtas studio this morning. Owen Kenny, good morning.
Good morning, Gavin.
What questions do you have for Children's Health Ireland that they haven't answered already?
Just before I begin, Gavin, as well, I want to express my sympathies with the families in Donegal. It is quite tragic. But in relation to Children's Health Ireland, this is the second time, as you know, they have come before the Public Accounts Committee in this Dáil term. They appeared before the committee on the 8th of May also. But there is very serious questions and the latest revelations into the mismanagement within the CHI are absolutely appalling. And we heard some of that yesterday at the Oireachtas Dáil Committee.
The Health Committee, yes.
Yes, the Health Committee, they appeared before there yesterday. And, it is quite clear that there is something rotten, I would say, at the heart of the Department of Health, the HSE and CHI, that, you know, so many safeguards were apparently bypassed and patient safety effectively ignored. And I think we then turn to the effectiveness of the board itself, which, you know, has to be brought into question here and will be brought into question today at the Public Accounts Committee. And I suppose the main focus for me would turn to, the internal review, which saw the CHI consultant not being able to fulfil on-call hours for 3 years due to health issues, but being able to earn €35,800 for weekend work funded by the National Treatment Purchase Fund, as you know, will be appearing before the Public Accounts Committee also today.
What other questions do you have for CHI today?
There's a number of questions that we will be asking CHI. First of all, the CHI, hired a locum to fill the hours of the consultant who wasn't able to fulfil the on-call hours.
On-call hours now are very different to the shifts that would have been done for the NTPF. I mean, they require much tougher demands, for example.
Yeah, absolutely, I agree. But the fact that, the consultant was able to earn €35,800 without actually being able to fulfil the hours within the CHI itself. But turning back to the questions, there's a number of questions that we'll obviously...
And CHI would say that referring to that report into an individual consultant, they're not willing to publish that or comment about them because of issues around patient confidentiality. Is that not a valid reason not to publish as such?
I wouldn't think so, to be totally honest with you. I think when we're talking about patient care, now, of course, as you said, CHI will obviously have to protect patient confidentiality. But I would think in terms of patient care, there is a significant issue with the lack of oversight in particular. And we're talking about children here, Gavin, and that's, I suppose, most importantly for us as Oireachtas members. And I would think the fact that this is the second time now the Public Accounts Committee have asked to see CHI, I would think the lack of confidence that Oireachtas members have in the governance of CHI and the work that they have completed is quite stark. And the cost to the public's pocket, as I've said. And the internal report that hasn't been published, even though the Taoiseach, the Minister for Health and the HSE have publicly said that they wanted it to be published. But the fact that one consultant can undertake a series of funded clinics over numerous Saturdays, and during these clinics see a much greater number of patients than they are able to see during their routine public clinics. Obviously, out on health issues, but working at a very fast pace, as you said previously, Gavin, the significant, substantial undertaking of additional work. Yet, as I said, unable to fulfil on-call hours or duties. There's serious impracticalities there. That would be my assessment of it.
What questions do you have for the National Treatment Purchase Fund, who will also be appearing before your committee today?
Yeah, it's obviously, of course, it's good. The National Treatment Purchase Fund will be before the Public Accounts Committee also. Obviously, of course, as with CHI, there has been serious issues, and the National Treatment Purchase Fund suspending all funding for insourcing arrangements at the Children's Hospital Group on foot of the concerns raised by how much schemes have been operated in the past. That's a serious, serious question. And the fact that the National Treatment Purchase Fund receives over 200 million, I think 230 million last year, to buy treatment in the public and private systems for patients on long waiting lists of treatment. Like, I suppose the essence of the internal report, as the Taoiseach said, covered negative and toxic work culture as a hospital run by CHI. That should be absolutely made public. And what I would say with the National Treatment Purchase Fund, the fact that they have gone from just over 50 million euros in 2018 to over now 200 million euros, and the fact that we don't see waiting lists coming down.
Are they questions for the National Treatment Purchase Fund or for the Department of Health or for policy? I mean, National Treatment Purchase Fund are simply carrying out the instructions they were given. What particular questions do you have for them?
Well, see, I need to ask as well, what are the oversight arrangements in place between the National Treatment Purchase Fund and the HSC and the Department of Health? Because the National Treatment Purchase Fund are receiving Oireachtas grants of up to 230 million euros as of last year. Where is that money being spent? Is it being spent in public hospitals? Is it being spent in private hospitals? As public and as Oireachtas members, we don't know. We don't know whether or not there's a cap on the amount of money that can be given to public or private hospitals. That has to be a question that the National Treatment Purchase Fund will have to face today.
Does the National Treatment Purchase Fund have a future?
I think that has to be absolutely questioned. I will be putting that question to the National Treatment Purchase Fund. My own opinion of it, of course, that there is serious oversight issues within the National Treatment Purchase Fund. On a personal basis, I think the National Treatment Purchase Fund has very serious questions to answer, whether or not there the possibility of being able to get answers off of them this morning. I think, you know, the HSC and the Department of Health, in particular the Minister, must recognise the fact that the National Treatment Purchase Fund mightn't be fit for purpose, but the fact that they have been brought before the Health Committee and now the Public Accounts Committee shows, as I said previously, the lack of perhaps effectiveness of the board and the confidence that Oireachtas members have in them.
Owen Kenny, Public Accounts Committee member and Labour TD for Cork North Central, thank you. 20 past 8.